I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Connecticut and several other states are asking a federal appeals court to overturn a recent vote by the Federal Communications Commission. The FCC recently rolled back net neutrality regulations, potentially paving the way for internet service providers to selectively favor online content. The FCC's recent vote would end rules barring internet providers from blocking certain content or creating so-called slow and fast lanes online. On Tuesday, Connecticut's Attorney General George Jepson signed on to a petition with 20 other states, calling the FCC's decision arbitrary and capricious. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have been working on a repeal. It likely would not make it through the House or get President Donald Trump's signature. That's left several state legislatures, including lawmakers in Connecticut, drafting separate bills to fight the decision, which will likely prompt debate about the limits of federal broadband authority. Jepson says his office would defend any state laws passed.
The theory is that for a state law to be preempted, it has to be preempted by actual action by the national authority, in this case, the FCC.
But Jepson says the FCC's rollback means the agency is essentially doing nothing.
They're revoking the regulations that have been in place, were going into effect, and so leaving nothing in their wake. And so the argument is you can't preempt a state law with just nothing.
Thomas Condrey is from Yale Law School's Information Society Project. He says for a long time, states challenging federal laws were generally more conservative.
And now we're seeing under President Trump's administration that the tables have turned slightly, and now a lot of states are relying on these sort of federalism arguments, or at least federalism principles, to challenge federal regulations.
In a December blog post, internet provider Comcast praised the FCC's decision, saying this is not the end of net neutrality and that it had no plans to block or throttle access to internet sites. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.